Karen, Carl Palladino completed his testimony. Within that testimony, he said that he did regret the remarks he made about the Obamas in the Art Voice article.
That's right. He offered the biggest apology that he has since the comments appeared last December. He actually was very contrite, and he expressed a lot of remorse about it. He said that there was no excuse for him even thinking those kinds of things that he actually ended up writing about the Obamas. He said he'd brought shame to his family. His teenage daughter was harassed at school. And he really did look very remorseful about the remarks. They were came under questioning from his attorney, former state attorney general and Buffalo lawyer Dennis Vacco. Interestingly, the lawyer for the school boards, Frank Miller, did not bring up the racially charged comments at all.
He also did respond to Attorney Vodko's question about, would you take back those remarks? And he said yes.
Yes, he said he would. And Vacco asked him, you really shot yourself in the foot on this one, didn't you? And Carl Palladino said, yes, I did. I mean, he believes that he hurt what he believes is his cause, which is reform of the Buffalo School District. And he admits that this really did not help him achieve that goal.
And earlier in the day, he testified more about the Buffalo Teachers Union and the contract and that influence that it had for getting this contract, which Palladino claims really is setting the school up, the district up for failure in out years because it's going to be very costly.
That's right. He kept saying he felt like it was a scheme. It was rigged. He felt that the Buffalo Teachers Union president, Phil Remore, was manipulating the board members. And he believed that if they approved this contract, it was going to drain all the district's reserves and leave them even further in debt than they already were. And he seemed that's when he was definitely not contrite. He was pretty angry about that, had a lot of animosity toward the other board members, said they were engaging in Connery. He said the new board members were clueless and would only do what the teachers union wanted them to. And he said that was all the reason why he decided to disclose the details of the contract, because he said people who elected me have a right to know what this contract was about before it was voted on. And that's his excuse for, you know, the accusations that he violated his oath of office by disclosing information that was discussed in the executive session.
And then meanwhile, outside, you could hear some protesters inside the hearing room. I know a group traveled there from Buffalo to Albany to demand his removal.
They did. I will say that it was not a huge group. It was probably only about 50 or so. It was organized by the Alliance for Quality Education, which is a pro-school funding group that does get some money from the union. Certainly the people that came were sincere, but it wasn't a huge crowd, although they were good at positioning themselves outside the window where the hearing was and making quite a bit of noise.
What's next? Closing arguments?
Closing arguments happen Wednesday morning, and then it's going to be a while before there's a decision from the education commissioner. Now both sides have asked that they submit written legal briefs, and they're going to need at least a couple of weeks to work on those. So it's going to be well after the 4th of July, probably well into July, before we get a final decision from Commissioner Mary Ellen Elia. She's going to make that decision in writing. And I don't think she's going to drag her feet, but she's definitely going to take her time to weigh everything before she issues the decision.
Well, Karen DeWitt, thank you so much for your coverage of this.
You're welcome.